I invite all of you to join me in praying for the Special Assembly for the Middle East of the Synod of Bishops, which opens this morning in St. Peter's Basilica.
Pope Benedict XVI inaugurated the Special Assembly of the Synod of Bishops for the Middle East Sunday at the Vatican with a solemn mass. The Synod gathers together over 270 participants drawn from throughout the churches of the Middle East and runs from October 10th to 24th. Speaking during Mass Sunday morning to participants, the Pope underlined that while not being able to ignore the delicate and at times dramatic social and political situation of some countries in the region, the pastors of the Middle Eastern churches over the next 3 weeks wish to concentrate on the aspects of their own mission. In short, re-enliven communion of the Catholic Church in the Middle East. Those pastors processed down the nave of St. Peter's Basilica, resplendent in their traditional liturgical vestments, a visible sign of what Pope Benedict XVI described as the variety of liturgical, spiritual, cultural and disciplinary traditions of the Eastern churches in communion with Rome. Traditions, he said, that enrich the universal church. Joined by chief concelebrants at the tomb of St. Peter, Lebanese Cardinal Nasrallah Pierre Sphere, Patriarch of Antioch of the Maronites, and Iraqi Cardinal Emmanuel III Deli, Patriarch of Babylon of the Chaldeans, the Pope told the assembly that this singular event demonstrates the interest of the entire Church for that precious and beloved part of God's people who live in the Holy Land and throughout the entire Middle East.
Senza comunione non può esserci testimonianza.
Reflecting on the synod theme, communion and witness, Pope Benedict said, without communion, there can be no witness, reminding those present that communion is a gift and not something we ourselves build through our own efforts, a gift that requires conversion. In reference to one of the principal concerns of many church leaders in the region, the exodus of Christians from the cradle of the faith, Pope Benedict reminded all those present that in Jerusalem the first Christians were few. Nobody, he said, could have imagined what was going to take place. And the church continues to live on that same strength which enabled it to begin and to grow, the strength of Pentecost.
Tutti auspichiamo che i fedeli sentano la gioia di vivere in terra santa.
Therefore, he continued, the reason for this synodal assembly is mainly a pastoral one, that, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, the communion of the Catholic Church in the Middle East can be re-enlivened. This, he continued, requires the reinforcing of Christian identity through the Word of God and the sacraments, so that the faithful feel the joy of living in the Holy Land.
Ma quello di vivere dignitosamente nella propria patria è anzitutto un diritto umano fondamentale.
However, he added, living in a dignified manner in one's own country is above all a fundamental human right. Therefore, the conditions of peace and justice which are necessary for a harmonious development of all living in the region should be promoted. He called on all to give their personal contribution, the international community, by supporting a stable path, loyal and constructive, towards peace. He also called on the prevalent religions in the region to promote the spiritual and cultural values that unite men and to exclude all expressions of violence. Concluding his homily, the Holy Father extended his blessing on all of the peoples of the Middle East.
May this momentous ecclesial event strengthen the communion of the faithful in the Middle East, especially as they give witness to the gospel of Jesus Christ and to the gift of peace he offers.